Welcome to The Trending Show, brought to you by Cobra Electronics. And now your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome, trendies. This is, as advertised, The Trending Show. Each week, yours truly, Mike Quackenbush, runs down all the top trending search terms so that you can stay semi-abreast and quasi-informed about internet-y things. Two rules govern this podcast. First, no stories from HollywoodLife.com. Second, no stories containing hard-to-pronounce names. Rule number three is that I often gloss over pro-sports stories, but please remember, there are only those first two rules here on The Trending Show. Before we dive in, let me thank loyal trendy Hi Joey, who recently took the time to leave me a five-star review in iTunes. Hi Joey summed it all up in this succinct review. Great podcast. Well, you've never been more right, Hi Joey, and I've never been fonder of you than I am right now. Thanks for leaving me that review. You won't regret it. Now, let's get into my sloppily researched findings and misinformation. Trending on February 2nd was Charlotte McKinney. McKinney is the spokesmodel for Carl's Jr., the fast food restaurant chain that we all pass by on road trips with remarks like, let's see if there's a Chick-fil-A at the next exit. And, is that the same as Hardee's or Roy Rogers? Are they the same thing? Charlotte McKinney was trending because the cartoonishly proportioned young lady is looking for a boyfriend, and websites like The Daily Caller had the good sense to use scantily clad photos of her as clickbait. 50,000 people searched her up, while millions watched her provocative Super Bowl commercial for Carl's Jr., which was pulled before it aired. The censoring of the ad made it go viral the moment it hit YouTube. Not trending on the second was Carl's Jr., because being the 27th most popular fast food chain in the United States doesn't get you a whole lot in 2015. 100,000 people searched the term, "Did the groundhog see his shadow?" This is a reference to the American phenomenon of Groundhog's Day. This must come as an exceptionally baffling custom to our Greek listeners, so allow me to give you my five-star review earning insight into the matter. A few hundred years ago, Pennsylvania Dutch settlers of central Pennsylvania saw fit to entrust their meteorological needs to a burrowing rodent called a groundhog. Using what was then fairly primitive Doppler radar and storm tracker technology, the groundhog would determine whether winter would end exactly on February 2nd or persist for an additional 6 weeks. Greek trendies, you should know that this seemingly absurd pagan ritual is believed absolutely by all Americans and the residents of Puerto Rico, which is basically a state now, but we're trying to keep the 50-state thing going so as not to have an awkward-looking flag. That 51st star is going to stick out like a sore thumb. Anyway, I'm sure listeners in Greece will understand traditions like this, as all citizens of Greece believe lightning comes from the sky when Zeus is aroused. People also wanted to know about hotels offering 50 Shades of Grey packages to customers. 50 Shades of Grey is a best-selling erotic novel by British author E.L. James. It's recently adapted as a feature film that's due in theaters next week. With 50 Shades of Grey expected to make a big splash on the big screen, timed very neatly with Valentine's weekend, hotel chains are looking to cash in by offering package deal tie-ins. The most intriguing of these, as far as I am concerned, is the package being offered by Eventi, where the package includes trite fare like champagne and chocolate, a couple's massage, but then, out of nowhere, spanking powder. I did not trust the Huffington Post article on this, so I went through to the hotel's website. They're owned by Kimpton Hotels, if you want to look. And yeah, there it is under promotions, spanking powder. Whenever I come across something like this, my initial instinct is, Googling this term is going to get me in some kind of trouble. Some way, somehow, this is trouble for your old pal Mike Quackenbush. Maybe it's just some underpaid NSA grunt watching my screen remotely, shaking her head in disgust as I scroll through explanations and demo videos of spanking powder, wondering why a man my age spends so much time reading the Monkey's Live Almanac blog, and all right, I'm already typing it in the search window. Elabal Epoch sells spanking powder here for £17 British. Let's see what it says here. Key features: coconut-flavored spanking powder for use during spanking. Well, that certainly answers all my questions. Trending at that same level was the term left shark, and this was due entirely to the Super Bowl halftime show. This must come as an exceptionally baffling custom to our Greek listeners, so allow me to give this story some uniquely American insight. At the end of the National Football League's athletic term, the two sports teams that win the conference playoffs clash in a much-watched televised contest called the Super Bowl. Because most Americans have no actual understanding of the game of football, the telecast is filled with advertisements, and a special portion of the program is set aside for a musical performance, colloquially known as the halftime show. This seemingly absurd pagan ritual featured pop music princess Katy Perry, who performed a medley of her greatest hits like Roar, Teenage Dream, and Firework. She did this while wearing fire and riding a 50-foot golden tiger before climbing aboard a star and flying away. Anyway, I'm sure listeners in Greece will understand traditions like this, since they all believe that Perseus, while wearing the golden winged sandals of Hermes, beheaded the snake-haired Gorgon Medusa, and from her neck then sprung the winged horse Pegasus. Greek trendies, what kind of cartoons do you watch? In all seriousness, this performance was weird, wonderful spectacle, the likes of which makes ISIS hate us. Dear President Obama, I know you've been building the U.S. Army's version of Iron Man for 2 years now to deal with threats like ISIS. But if you really want to get these creeps to come out of their caves where we can just round them all up, get the licensing to put Human Torch dress Katy Perry in your taxpayer Avengers and hand her a wireless mic. What was trending on February 3rd, you failed to ask? Let me tell you. Randy Quaid was trending, which I'm sure his agent wished had something to do with his agency. But the film that got Randy trending was a simulated sex tape wherein his wife wears a Rupert Murdoch mask. Rupert Murdoch, you may know, is the blind attorney in charge of Fox. Now, I've never had any interest in Randy Quaid's acting work, but I gotta admit, the setup for this one, I mean, on paper, it's a good premise, right? But Googling up Randy Quaid's simulated sex tape is going to get me in some kind of trouble. Some way, somehow. Even if it's just Wendy, the underpaid NSA grunt. All right, I'm already watching it. Why are you dressed like Osama bin Laden in this? The terrorists hate us so much already, Randy. If you've been with me here on The Trending Show for a while, then you know I never use this podcast as my soapbox in case show sponsors Cobra Electronics might be listening. But this business about burning a Jordanian fighter pilot alive in a cage? Oh, we gotta get these ISIS clowns. As much as we all laugh at Greece behind its back, can we all at least agree to put that aside and come together and round ISIS up? You know Japan wants to get in on this after the beheadings. Let's farm out whatever task is slowing down the production of the U.S. Army's Iron Man to Japan. They are so good with robotics. And robots that transform, and robots that combine to form bigger robots, and robots with rocket punch arm projectiles that come out of underwater bases when needed. Use Katy Perry as bait. She's a patriot. She said God bless America at the end of her halftime set. Just dangle her out there, and I'm telling you, the ISIS clowns will come for her. I do consulting work, armed forces. I'm pretty much the Nick Fury here at Grizzly Productions. Your kids get that reference. Hey, I gotta get ready for National Pro Wrestling Day. It's the day we celebrate the sport we all love, and I'll be in Norristown, PA on Sunday. The event is free to attend. Drop by ChikaraPro.com for more information. Drop by the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe podcast for far more superhero references than I'm allowed to make here. Drop by Cobra Electronics in case they're listening. And then drop back here next week for more of What's Trending. Until then, adios, amigos.